you've had your game face on today, definitely.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think on Thursday I was a little bit too laid back and just went in there and I just think I was just going to go for a clear round rather than today. I think because I made mistakes on Thursday, I was like, right, that's it. You know, I'm sick of this. And I wanted to go in there and just better my performance. And, you know, obviously I know Vallejo can do much better than that. I think, you know, the whole thing with last year coming here, it wasn't really great for me. And the start on Thursday, I think, you know, was always a little bit, you know, I don't know. It's not a place that I get the nicest vibes from, shall I say. Because I don't know. I don't know if it's just the, you know, I think I worry about a bit of the heat for Vallejo as well. Because I know it was very hot last year. So I was thinking, God, if it's going to be like that, it's, you know, really tough to ride in those conditions. But, yeah, today he just, I was just like, you know, he felt on great form. And I thought, right, I've just got to ride it. And I did. I went in there and I just felt like I really had a good ride from start to finish.
Given that it's here, does that feel as satisfying as ride that you've done in all you've achieved with Vallejo here, the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it's tough when you're in the German crowd, you know, where you know they're really behind them, you know. It's like us when we were in London. It was such a fantastic feeling to know you have all of the British, your home crowd behind you. You know, that's like that for them when they come in, and you know that as a rider, they are actually rooting, you know, as much as they want to root for us, but, you know. So I think coming here and doing that in front of everybody here, I mean, the crowd are fantastic, and it's not like just you have the average crowd. They are all so horsey. Like, they all know what we are doing. You know, it's not like they're just sat there watching. They know what we're doing. So, and you can see that because, you know, I can hear it when I make a mistake. It's like, ooh. And I heard I think after my first extension, I must have got something, quite a good mark, because it was like, oh, like this. And, you know, and so you're riding and you can hear everything. So you know they're on board.
And you getting a standing ovation as a British rider in Germany. Yeah. Now, put that into context from a pony club girl at Enfield, that's in Germany, it, yeah. The home of dressage.
Well, that's, you know, that's exactly it. I mean, it's such a great feeling, and to come out and know they've really appreciated what I've done. And, you know, it is tough. It's incredibly tough, you know, knowing you've got to go in there and, you know, nail it and, you know, do your best, enjoy it, you know, because it is tough to do all of that and remember that actually this is a thing that I enjoy and I love and it's my passion. You could get so swept away and just think, oh my God, like, you know, nerves kicking and everything else. But, you know, I honestly do go in there, and today I really did enjoy it.